There are very few people to whom I felt a deep, peaceful desire to submit. In each relationship, a DS dynamic was never the goal. Rather, it evolved naturally with time and trust and emotional and physical intimacy. I don't know if it's like this for others. All I know is that it was beautiful, powerful, liberating. I wouldn't refer to myself as a submissive, but I've learned that I have very strong submissive desires. Had you asked me a few years ago if I could see myself in a sexually submissive role, I would have said no. I mean, who am I kidding? I probably would have laughed in your face. And if I'm being honest, I probably would have added some commentary on the global subjugation of women and the inherently oppressive nature of the patriarchy. And while both continue to thrive as obstacles to equality throughout the world, I now see submission in a DS context to be about something much, much more profound than sex and power. A dear friend had been teasing me for years that I was a submissive at heart, but I simply scoffed at the idea. It took a while for me to truly understand what a woman's submission can mean, in part because I'd never met a man worthy of mine. From the outside looking in, submission can look, to some people, like oppression. It did to me. Here's what I think my submission means. It means that we share a genuine mutual respect for each other. We accept one another for who we are, with all our imperfections and hang-ups. I know that no matter what, he always has my best interests at heart. He's not perfect. No one is. But when he makes mistakes, I know that his intentions are noble, his motives pure. He understands that submission is not something I give lightly. He also understands that it is earned. He appreciates the inner strength that my work and family require. He admires my fortitude, my intelligence. He knows that life has tossed me around a fair amount, and as a result, I do not trust easily. But most importantly, he knows that my trust in him is precious and fragile, and grants him the power to destroy me with betrayal. In return, I place myself completely in his hands for both his pleasure and mine. The need I feel to please and satisfy him can be overwhelming, and something of which I never knew I was capable. And yet, there it is. That is what my submission means.